Specialty Crop News, brought to you today by the Almond Board of California. Find them online at almonds.com. Almond growers are watching for signs of alternaria.
Well, generally speaking, alternaria has been a problem in areas where they have dew forming at night and higher nighttime temperatures, which generally means the central and southern San Joaquin Valley and the central and northern Sacramento Valley. The further away you get from the cooling influences of the Delta, the warmer your nights, and that's where alternaria can be more of an issue.
That's UC Farm Advisor Franz Niedelholzer. He says alternaria is a foliar disease that generally affects older leaves. It can lead to defoliation, bud reduction, and bud deformation. He says when alternaria is discovered, there is a model growers and PCAs can use to help identify the severity of the disease.
Okay, this is a model that's been around for a number of years as TomCast for tomatoes, for alternaria and other diseases in tomatoes. But Dr. Jim Adaskevich with the University of California Riverside Plant Pathology Department used that model in extensive research with alternaria in almonds and modified it slightly. So it's his modification of their existing model for alternaria. And it basically, disease severity model, DSV, you need hourly temperature and hourly leaf wetness data. You look at the number of hours that leaves are wet and the average temperature across that time. The entire model, it fits in a table that you can find on the IPM website. And every day you accumulate certain DSV units. There may be none on that day, or there may be as many as four. You add up the cumulative DSV values for the week. And when you get to 10 DSV units, the IPM website can recommend treatment. So you might have zero on one day, and one DSV unit on the next, and two on the next, and one on the next. And again, over a 7-day period, you add those up. And if you reach 10 or more, a spray is called for. Dr. Adaskevich has told me that if you have a history of alternaria in a block, you might want to consider treating slightly below 10. He was saying possibly in the range from 6 to 8. Again, it depends upon your history. And if you have low disease incidence of history, you might look at treating at a threshold of 10 to 12 on your 7-day DSV accumulation. And if you've got the last 7 days of DSV accumulated and tomorrow's day is day 8 and you drop the day 1, so your 7-day window is day 2 to day 8, and that rolls through the rest of the entire season.
That model is available online at the UCIPM website, and we've put a link to it on ours, agnetwest.com. The Almond Board also has much more about alternaria on its website. Head to almonds.com, then just enter the word alternaria in the search field, and several articles will come up. I'm Sabrina Hill for Agnet West.